KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, as you undoubtedly know, big, big fundraiser for Obama tonight at the home of George Clooney, and it's going to be a record breaker. We don't know exactly how much, but the answer will be a lot.
Yeah, sadly, neither of us were invited, but that's probably because we couldn't afford the $40,000 a head cost of attending. Although a lot of the money was raised through a kind of an unusual lottery where people bid on a chance. I don't know if they were bidding on the chance to meet the president or to meet George Clooney. They were expecting to raise about $2 million through this lottery, and they ended up raising $8 million or more through this chance to hang with Obama and Clooney.
And other stars, right, John?
Yeah, it's going to be a very star-laden event. Robert Downey Jr., Tobey Maguire, Barbara Streisand, producer J.J. Abrams, a lot of Hollywood talent, a lot of Hollywood talent agents. It's going to be a big deal. And it is also, I think, in some ways represents Hollywood coming around to the president's support. Not that they really abandoned him, but they were oddly quiet for the last couple of years about President Obama.
Yeah, there had been some of that, you know, oh, we're disappointed thing going on. But his decision to come out yesterday in support of gay marriage, I think, has really electrified the community. I'm sure this event would have been relatively successful anyway. But Hollywood and gay marriage, I would think it's fair to say this great majority of people in this community are in support of. And we've already seen a player as big as Norman Lear turn around. He was not going to contribute. And he has now said in the wake of that decision that he will.
He said in the New York Times, quote, "This is the kind of leadership we support, and we're happy to max out today to his reelection campaign," he said of himself and his wife, writing a $80,000 check. And I think the other thing that's happening now is in Jeffrey Katzenberg, who has really been the big industry cheerleader for the president, he's been very public that now that the choice is clear between the president and Mitt Romney, people are really realizing that it is a polar opposite, that they have a distinct choice, and that if they've been waffling recently over their support of the president, they need to come to terms with what the choice is. And I think that's where you see a lot of this momentum originating from.
Yeah, Rob Reiner gave voice to similar kinds of thoughts as Norman Lear did. He said that he had felt that Obama tried to accommodate the other side too much. But now, he said, I wouldn't say a 180, but more than a 90. And all of his fellow Hillary supporters have come full around. The interesting thing is, you know, Obama had been aloof because the GOP tends to love to portray Democrats as being in league with fuzzy-headed liberals in Hollywood. But those fuzzy-headed liberals have a lot of money. And it seems to me that Obama is definitely coming to the bank to take advantage of that when he's going to find some very enthusiastic support.
And obviously, Mitt Romney has huge amounts of financial resources from Wall Street to the super PACs. And it does mean the president does need Hollywood, which has a lot of money and has the potential to write very large checks. And I think you're right. There's the potential for the Republican Party to kind of paint the president as hanging out with liberal elites. But when you get into the whole elite conversation, it's very hard to lose that argument when you're comparing yourself to Mitt Romney.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.